Okay, today is Daf Ayin Tes. We are on Daf Ayin Ches and B's. We're up to where it says Man Tana L'Hadatana Rabbanan. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom. Here we go. Man Tana L'Hadatana Rabbanan. Who holds it the following? It says like this. Shachtu B'Tahira. They shechted it B'Tahira. V'Achar Kach. And after that, before the Zrika, Nitmu Abaylan. The guy who came told me. So what's the halacha? Yisra kadam b'tahira. You could sprinkle the dam. Yisra kadam b'tahira. V'al yochol basar b'tuma. But you can't eat it. Kiman, who said that? Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Amar Belazar. B'machlokas shnuyev Reb Nassan hi. It's Reb Nassan from yesterday. Reb Yochanan Amar. Afilu tam Rabbanan hi. It can even be the Rabbanan. Hacha over here. Ma'askinan b'tzibur. We're talking about the whole tzibur became tamei. How did tzibur become tamei? Rashi says, the Melech died, and everybody went to the funeral, but right in between the Shechita and the Zrika that happened. Now, Dafilu B'Tumah, Nami Avdi. Then even in Tumah it would be the same story. Even in Tumah it would be brought. So then, Ihachi, Ibetibur, Mai Ein Abasur Necha B'Tumah, why can't you eat it? Why can't you eat the meat? If it's brought B'Tumah now, what's the problem? And the answer is, Gzeira, it's a Gzeira, Shema Yitmu Habaylam. Maybe the tzibur will become tamei la'achar zrika, and after zrika, you're not allowed to eat it. Why not allowed to eat it after zrika? It's a big quirk. If the zrika was done and now you became tamei, now you're not allowed to eat the Karban Pesach. But young people will say, one second, ishtaked last year, also we were tamei. Lo nitmu, weren't we tamei? V'achalna, we ate the Karban Pesach. Hashtanami necho, we can eat it now too. And there's a huge difference if the Tumah was before the Zvika or after the Zvika. Rashi explains in the bottom, the last Rashi, Mi lo hayinu tumeyim b'shaz achila. Weren't we tumeh at the time of eating at the Seder? V'achalnu, and we ate the Karban Pesach. Afal pi sheshchitasok b'tahira, even though the Shechita was good. Hashtanami, so now too. Afal pi sheshchitasok v'zikirasok b'tahira, even though the Shechita and the Zvika were both good, and I got tumeh at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, Nechel basa betuma. Why can't I eat it? V'lo yadi, they won't know. They shtaked last year. Be'idna da havi zrikas adam temein havi. Last year, at the time of the zrika, you were tummy. If you're tummy at the time of the zrika, then the rule of the tibur being tummy kicks in. If you become tummy after the zrika, no such rule. V'havi le pesach haba betuma. Right? But if you became tummy after the zrika, that's a problem. People aren't going to realize this distinction, so the Vedic Zera don't eat it. Right? V'lo yadi, they won't know, d'eshtaked last year, ki yizrak dam, when the dam was sprinkled, b'alam tameyam havi, the b'alam utame, hashta, but in this case, b'alam tahorim havi, they're tahor, they're not going to realize this distinction, and because of this reason, even if you become tamei before this week, you can't eat it.
Right.
It's a gzera. What will happen another year? It's very different. Yeah. Yeah. V'ba yitema, or, you can give another answer, Rav Damar Kribi Yeshua, Hilzer Kribi Yeshua, that the Pesach, eating the Pesach, is not ma'akev. Which is an unusual shita, because we think you have to eat it. Not Titania, Rabbi Yehoshua Omer, Kol HaZvachim Sera Torah, all Zvachim in the Torah, Bein shet nitma basar v'chelev kayim, whether the meat became tamei and the chelev still here. Bein shet nitma chelev v'basar kayim, or the other way around, zorek es adam. You could be busy with adam, no problem. Now a nazir, also has to be busy with eating it. V'ose pesach, and a pesach, nitma chelev. If the chelev became tamei, what's a chelev? The chelev is the part that go on the mizbeach. The basar kayim, and the basar still here, zorek es adam, no problem. Nitma et basar, if the basar became tamei, the chelev kayim, ein zorek et adam. V'im zorek hortza. And if you did it, it's fine. Nitmu bailim, b'meis. If the bailim became tamei, tamei's meis. Because Rashi says, because the nazir has to cook the meat under the thing, you put the hair under there, so you have to eat it. Same thing. As opposed to every other kohen, you don't have to eat it, you have to bring it. But these two you have to eat. Pesach you have to eat, Nazir you have to eat.
I know, but we talk about this for 2 days, and now suddenly you throw Nazir.
I know, right? So nitma bialim b'meis, if the bialim became tamei meis, lo yizrak, you don't have to do zrika. V'yimzarak, lo hurtza. And if you do zrika, it doesn't work. Right? Rashi says, afagav tachilasa lo ma'akva, even though you're not, eating is a ma'akev. However, gavra dechazei lachila b'inan. The guy has to be able to eat. The Rachmanot, fine. And since that's not true, it's not. That's another answer to the question. Fine, very good. Okay, we ended that sugya. Then the Mishnah said, "Bimukdashin enokin." With every other carbon, it's not true, right? If you have, even though the basar became tamei, if the chalev is here, it's fine. And the other way around, if the chalev is tamei, the basar is here, right? But what if you would have neither? You have no chalev and no basar. It's mashma, it would be no good. You have to have one or the other. Right? Masnisan Mani, who is this author? Rabbi Yoshua he. It's Rabbi Yoshua. The Tanya. Rabbi Yoshua Omer. Kal hazvachim shebetorah. Any carbon. Shinishtayer mehen kezayis basar o kezayis chelev. You have a kezayis of one or the other. Zorek es adam. Idrizrika. Right? Exactly what our Mishnah said. You have to have one of the two. Chatzi zayis basar v'chatzi zayis chelev. It's only half a kezayis of each. Ain't zorek es adam. There's no zrika. Why is this no zrika? Why not? Because you don't have chelev or basar here. It's all gone. So what are you being zorek? Uba ola, but in a carbon ola, afilu chatzi zayis basar v'chatzi zayis chelev zorek es adam. But neshekula kalal. But if it's an ola, then they can combine. Because the whole thing gets burned anyway. There is no basar, there's no chil, the whole thing gets burned on the Mizbeach, so there's no reason to make a distinction, and therefore it's fine. Okay? So what do you see from here? That Rabbi Yeshua is the one who holds, you have to have one or the other. Uba mincha, and in a mincha, afal pi shekula kayemes, even if it's all here, lo yisrok, you can't sprinkle the dam. And the Gemara says, mincha, ma'avidite, what's mincha doing? What's mincha doing here? We're talking mincha for. So, Amar of Papa, no. Minchas nesachim. It's the mincha that accompanies the carbon. Let's say there's no chalev and there's no basar. But you have the mincha portion, which was accompanied the carbon. That you still have. So is that enough to allow the sprinkling of the dam? No. So, I would have thought, well, kiven de ka'osya mikoach zevach, since it comes by force of the zevach, kigufe zevach dummy, it's as if it is the zevach. And then therefore, since that's here, that's not lost, that's not stolen, that's not tummy, that's here, that'll save the carbon. Kamashmon does not save the carbon. That's all. Okay? Now, chelev minolon, how do you know chelev is... they have to have, the chelev has to be here. How do you know the chelev has to be here? You have to have chelev, either chelev or basar. Where did chelev come from? Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Umatiba Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Ben Chananya, Damar Kvot says, V'hikter ha-chelev l'reach nichovach l'Hashem. Chelev afal pi she'ein basar. It says the chelev, no basar in this pasuk. And so if you have chelev, that's good enough to be a reach nichovach for Hashem. Asin chan chelev. Good. The pasuk says chelev. What about Yoseres HaKaved Ushtei Kloyos Minolon? What about these two parts of the Emurin, really? How do we know if they're Kayim, you can sprinkle the dam, nothing else is around? It got stolen, I don't know, whatever. How do you know that's also good? Hecha Amrinon Dizarkinon Didiktani Midiktani U. Hecha da aminan midzakinan. How do you know you sprinkle the dam? Even if all you have is a murin, well, midiktani ube mincha af bishakula kiam is lo yizrok. Well, we said, but if all you have is a mincha, that's not enough. What do you see from here? Mincha hudulo. Mincha is not enough. Aval yoseres hakaveru shtei koloyos shaperdami. But the a murin will be enough. Uminalan. How do you know? Rabbi Yochanan Didei Amar Kra L'Reach Nichoach. Because again, it says L'Reach Nichoach. Kol Sha'atamayla L'Reach Nichoach. Whatever is L'Reach Nichoach to Hashem. What is L'Reach Nichoach to Hashem? Anything that gets burnt on the Mizbeach. So as long as you have any part of the Emurin, it's good enough. Okay? Now, we just learned from the same four words, Rech Nechoach, it's Kol Chelev Rech Nechoach, we learned all Chelev, and other Emurin. It's also good. It's all good. What do you mean it's all good? It will all save the carbon from being, you're able to sprinkle it down. Right? No, it's not so hard today. Now, Itzruch Lemichtav Chelev, Vitzruch Lemichtav Rech Nechoach, we need both words. Why? Dikas of Rechmona Chelev, if it only would have said Chelev, Hav Amina, I would have thought, Chelev in your Teresa Kovish, take a lower slow. Only the Chelev, not that. Kasev Rechmona, Rech Nechoach, that's why it says Rech Nechoach. V'kasev Rechmona, Rech Nechoach, Hav Amina, Kola Olam Rech Nechoach, Afa Filu Mincha, even a Mincha maybe, Kasev Rechmona, Chelev, that's why it said Chelev, no, it's not Mincha, not included, only the animal parts are included, and as long as the animal parts are there, Arkayim, you can sprinkle the dam. Okay? Okay. Next Mishnah. There's only one part of today's daf that's difficult, and then the rest of the daf is not hard at all. Now, nitma kahal, if the kahal became tummy, I'm not sure what a kahal means, but whatever, no one says what was a kahal. Nitma kahal, it means everybody. O rubo, or rove of everybody. Oh, or shahayu kahanim tamein. The kahanim got tummy, right? It doesn't say rove kahanim tamein. It just says the kahanim got tummy, right? By the kahal it says rove, and by the kahanim it just says they got tummy, right? The kahal tahorin, but everyone else is tar. But we have nobody on the base that make those grounds to do anything for us, because they're all tummy. Or, the Yisraelim are tummy. Yaseh betuma. Bring it betuma. Nitma miyat hakahal. Only a certain people, only 6 or 7 people are tummy. Hatahorin osin es harisham. The tahorin make the carbon risham. Vatameim osin sasheni. And the tameim wait till Pesach sheni. So far, easy? Easy. No, we never learned this in the Mishnah.
Oh, we definitely
read. Exactly. Every kid knows this.
Yeah.
Right? But we never learned it in the Mishnah. Here's the Mishnah.
We've done everything that's around it.
Correct.
So tibor,
that's right. That's right. Now, Tana Rabbanan. Harei Shehoi Yisrael Tamein. The Yisrael was Tamei. The Kahanim, the Klishares Tahorin. The Kahanim and the Klishares are good, but everyone else is no good. Or the other way around. Oshah Yisrael Tahorin. Or the Yisrael is Tahor. V'hakahanim v'chleishareis Tamein. And they're all Tamei. V'afilu Yisrael v'kahanim Tahorin. Even if every human being is Tahor. But the Klishareis is Tamein. I don't have any Klishareis. They're all Tamei. Yasu betuma. Do it betuma. Why? She'ain carbon zebra chalak. You can't split up a carbon zebra. You can't have, well, all right, this guy's tar, we'll do this part, and then for that, well, you can't do that. It's either all or nothing. So even if you don't have the kalim to do the carbon zebra, do a petuma. Okay? That happened. I don't know. Right? Now, this is the only hard part of today's daf. Amar Rav Chista says, Lo Shanu, all that is true. Or what is true? Right? That if you're Tameh, you make a Pesach B'tumah, Ela Shenitma Hasakin B'tumah Meis. If the knife was touched a dead body. Because the rule is, if the knife touched a dead body, then the knife, or touched somebody who touched a dead body, then the knife is an av hatumah. And an av hatumah can make me tummy. So when the Kohen picks up the knife, he'll become tummy. Okay? Because the rule is, derachmona amar, because the Torah says, b'chalal cherev harehu kechalal. The sword has the same halacha as whatever it touches. It doesn't go down a notch. Metal doesn't go down a notch. So the point is that if I pick up the knife, I will become tamei. Now, kalim can't make me a Rishon. So if the Keli is that true? Yeah. V'kome tamei legavra, because it'll make me tamei. D'mei kara, ki is misabed, because when I am busy with this knife, b'tomas haguf dekarif kamas abed. I'll get karis for it. Why? Why? B'tomas guf dekarif kamas abed. Right? It will make me tamei, and I will become, and then I walk into the Azara with this tumah, I get karis for that. I am not allowed to walk into the Beis HaMikdash when I'm tumah. I get karis. Tosfos asks, well, stand outside the Azara, have a very, very, very long knife, and use that knife to do the Shechita. You don't have to walk in. If you're Yisrael, you don't have to walk in. Tosfos says that's not realistic. That also, he says, or, have a piece of wood attached to the knife, so you're never touching the knife. You don't have to have a long knife, regular knife, walk in. You have a piece of wood attached to the knife. You don't touch the knife. You're never going to come tell me. Stosva says, ain't no pray. You don't have time to be busy with all that. Right? It's a busy day, Arapes. I don't have time for all that. Let's go make a contraption. You don't have time for that. Okay? Ain't the chadami. If you had time for that, if you can figure out a way to get around this tumah, you can figure out a way to get around it, which is more like tumah dechuya. If you can figure out a way, a contraption, not to touch the knife, then do that. Anyway, avol nitma hasakin b'tumas sheretz, but if the knife touched the sheretz, right, the basar, avol nitma hasakin b'tumas sheretz, the basar hu d'metamele, it can only be become tame meat, legavro lo metamele, but it's never going to make me tame. Why? Because the kalim that are rishons or avs can't make me a rishon. Therefore, tahor and avid. Do it b'tahora, tamei and lo avid. Don't do it b'tuma. You can get around it. Don't you can get around this. It's not a problem. Mutav. Now, what's going to happen to the meat? The meat is tamei. Why is the meat tamei? Because the knife can make me tamei. Can't make me, but it can make the basar tamei. Says the Gemara, mutav yochal b'tumas basar b'lav. It's better to eat the tumah. That's basar, that got tame, that's a lav. Eating basar meat is a lav. The al yochal basar tumas aguf shuba kares. But if I'm tame and I eat basar kajim, then I get kares for that. So it's better if the meat's tame and I'm tahar, doing a lav, and I'm not sure, docho, whatever, rather that, then I'm in a kares situation, which is much worse. Okay? I don't know if it's Malchus. Oh, yeah, it is Malchus. It is Malchus. It is Malchus. So you could say that then it's dechuya for the carbon pesach. But if I had karis, it's so much worse. We try to get to avoid that problem. Alma kasavra of chista toma dechuya hi betzibor. It's dechuya, right? Rashi says bekoshi hutra. But difficulty, we have matter, it's like almost like a backhanded heter. Right? If you look at no situation. V'chol kama de'efshe lahadure atahaira, o atumah kala mahadrinan. So if we can make it tahar, or even a lesser tumah, do that. So if all you're going to be over is a lav, that's less than kares, do that. So make sure the basar can be tameh if you have no choice. Why should I become tameh? That's kares. Now, if you have no choice for that, you have no choice for that either. But you see from it clearly, it's tuma dechuya b'tzibur. We're trying to figure out a way how not to do this. V'chein omer of Yitzchak, tuma dechuya hu b'tzibur. You see clearly from it that tuma is dechuya, and if I can make it in a way where it's less tuma, I have to do that. Rava Amar, afilu tumein nami avdi. Rava argues, which is none of this stuff. My taima, why? The Chiv, it says, "Va'basar asher yiga b'chol tamei lo yeyachel." Very difficult pasuk. The pasuk is very wordy, and the pasuk says, "Basar asher yiga b'chol tamei lo yeyachel." Basar that became tamei, don't eat it. Don't eat basar tamei. It means kachim. But eishi sarei, if you have to burn that, va'basar called tahar, and if it's tahar, yochal basar, then you can eat it. That's the word basar too many times here. Okay. You then you can eat it. Kol hecha delo karinan bay. Wherever I'm not going to apply the words va'basar shiiga b'chol tamir lo yachel, I'm not going to apply those words, right? Why? Because there it's mutter to eat a patoma. So it's not, the words don't apply. Lo karinan bay. I don't apply the words va'basar katol yachel basar. Right? And even can be tummy to tumas aguf. I can even be tummy too. Kol hecha de karinan bay va'basar shiiga b'chol tamir lo yachel. But when I do apply those words, then Karina Bay Basar Kaltar Basar Yochal Basar. Right, then I do apply it. So since in Karim Pesach it doesn't apply, then the whole thing is Hutra. Doesn't apply. It doesn't apply to a guy who's talking about Karim Pesach. It's Dechuy, it's allowed. Therefore, you see, it's Hutra. You don't have to be busy with all this shtick. How am I gonna figure out? Make me Tame, make not I shouldn't be Tame, only the meat should be Tame. Doesn't make a difference, as Rava. Makes no difference. Okay? Now, the rest of the daf, we're going to be busy with the following question. I don't know how this happened, but exactly 50% of Klal Yisrael is Tameh, and 50% are Tahar. It's mamash 50-50. Let's imagine it's 100 people in Klal Yisrael, 50 are Tameh, 50 are Tahar. What do you do?
You give the vice president
a tie-breaking vote. There is no vice. You can't get another person. This is the census. That's all you have. What do you do? You stop. So is it considered a rove of Tameh or not? So it's a three-way machlokas. And the whole daf now, we're going to be busy with this three-way machlokas. Itmar. Haresha Yisrael, mechsin tahorin, u mechsin tamein. It's exactly 50-50. Rav Amar. Rav says, mechsal mechsa karov. Therefore, everybody, all 100 people, bring it petoma. Rav Kahana Amar. Mechsal mechsa inu karov. No. Now, it's only two opinions. But now we're going to see that there are three opinions in these two opinions. Rav Amar, mechsal mechsa karov. What does that mean, mechsal mechsa karov? Halalu. Now, what I said before is wrong. I said all 100 people, that's wrong. Halalu osin la'atzman. The halalu osin la'atzman. What does that mean? These do their thing, and these do their thing. Says Rashi, Halalu osin la'atzon b'tahayra, the 50 Tahar people bring it on Pesach Rishon, v'halalu osin la'atzon b'tumah, and the other 50 people bring it b'tumah.
Why would they do that when they have an out doing Pesach Sheni?
What's that? Because the Pesach Sheni is only for Yechidim.
I understand it. 50.
So if the Rove is Tomei,
it's not Rove.
One second. Tahorim lo avzi betuma. Tahorim don't bring it betuma. Tahave karov. They're a rov. Virov tahorim lo avdi betuma. Rov doesn't do it, right? Vitimein lesheni lo midhu. But the second half can't go to Pesach Sheni. Tahave nami ruba. They're also the rov. Viruba lesheni lo midhi. Rov doesn't go to Pesach Sheni. So they're both a rov. So 50 bring it betuma and 50 bring it betahira. That's what Rav says.
You created two kehilas.
Exactly. That's exactly what Rav says. Now, the Rashi, all the Achronim are busy. How could this be? Okay, but let's accept it. Rav Kahana Amar, Mechsa Mechsa ain't a Karov. Mechsa Mechsa is not Rov. So there's two versions of what we do now. Version number one says, Tahorin Osnes Arishon, Temeim Osnes Hasheni. So Mati says, Tahor and Osin Rishon, and the Tanei Oit Pesach Sheni. That's the first version of Kahana. Ikad Amri, second version, Amr of Kahana. Mechsal Mechsa Eina Karov, that doesn't change, not Rov. Tahor and Osin as a Rishon. The Tahor and Dua Pesach Rishon. Tameyin, the Tame ones, they're stuck. Ein Osin, Lois Rishon, for Lois Hasheni. They can't do anything. The Rishon, Lo Avdi, the Lavi Rov. They can't bring the Rishon, they're not Rov. B'sheni lo avdi, lo avi miyot. But they're not going to be it either. They're stuck. They're never going to bring the carbon Pesach that year. Okay? Three ways how to explain them, what's going on. Now, Tanan, what did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said, Nidma kahal o rubo, o shahayu hakahanim temeyin, or the kahanim were tamei v'hakahal tahorin, yasa betumah. Ribuhu da avdi betuma. Only a rove. Avol pagul pagul lo avdi betuma. Avol pagul pagul lo avdi berishon. Kasha lo rav. Takashan rav. It's not such a kasha on rav, is it? So amalok rav. No. Ruba avdi kulu betuma. If it's rove, then everyone can bring a betuma. 51 people are tame, you bring a betuma. Pagul pagul, but if it's 50-50, the Mishnah didn't say anything about 50-50. Halalu osin la'atzman, falalu osin la'atzman. As a matter of fact, Chachin Amram Mistabra, that makes a lot of sense. That's what the Mishnah means to say. The Kani Sefer, it's in the Sefer, nitma miut hakahal, if a miut got tomei, tohoru nosan as a rishon, utmei nosan as a sheni. Right? Four people are tomei, so the rest of Klai Yisrael brings it on Pesach Rishon, and these four people go to Pesach Sheni. That's what the Mishnah said. Miru of the b'sheni. Yeah, a miut, four people do a Pesach Sheni. Avo palgo palgo, lo. Now 50-50 not. Right? The Avdi Barishon. Everybody does it on Pesach Rishon. Halalu osin la'atzman. Valalu osin la'atzman. Everybody does it what they want. So we have the Kasha of Kahana. The Kasha of Kahana now. If Kahana said somebody doesn't, somebody, according to one of the versions of Rav Kahana, right? It's a problem, because the Mishnah says this, and Rav Kahana says something else. Amalek Rav Kahana, nitmu mira kahal, nitmu mira kahal, if a few people became Tamei, tohoru nosan as a rishon, utamei nosan as a sheni. Right, four people are Tamei, they've been kapei tzacheni. Hapalgu palga, but if it's 50-50, tohoru nosan as a rishon, tohoru neg the carbon rishon, aval tameyin, enosan lo as a rishon, lo as a sheni. Right? They can't do either one. Hatinach lusha basrud Rav Kahana. That makes sense according to the second version of Kahana. El Lishna, El Hach Lishna Dhamma of Kahana, Tohor Nosan Sarishon, Tain Nosan Sasheni, Michael Neymar. They're not a miyot. How are they bringing a Pesach Sheni? Right? Amalach Rav Kahana, Hu Adin, Tafilu Palgal Palga, Nami Tohor Nosan Sarishon, Utvin Nosan Sasheni. Really 50-50, same story. The Tohor ones bring a Rishon, and the Tami ones wait till Pesach Sheni. The High Diktoni Mira Kahal, why did the Mishnah mention a miyot? I tell you why. I did the Tony, but Reisha Rubo Tony Nami Sefer Miuto, just to be parallel with the Reisha. That's all. But Ein Lachanami, Mechza is the exact same din. That what? Well, it depends what version of Rav Kahana. Either they did nothing, or they go to Pesach Sheni. Now, Tani Kivasei the Rav. There's a brayse that says Rav is right. Tani Kivasei the Rav Kahana betray Lishni. And there are two more brayses. One says the first version of Kahana is right, and one says the second version is right. The three machlokas tanoim. The Tani Kavasi the Rav. Look at this. Ho Yisrael Bechza Tahor and Bechza Temeyin. It's 50-50. Halalu Osim La'atzman Valalu Osim La'atzman. Does that what Rav said? A brayse says Rav is right. Tani Kalishna Kamad Rav Kahana. There's a brayse that says the first version of Kahana is right. Harish Ho Yisrael Bechza Tahorin U'mechza Temeyin. 50-50. Tahorin Osim La'atzman. Tmei Nosan Sasheni. It's exactly what Rav Kahana said. First version. The Tanya Kalishna Basra Rav Kahana. There's a kash on the second version of Kahana. In both versions of Kahana, the Rishon, the 50 Tahar bring the Rishon. The only machlokas is what you do with the second 50, the 50 Tamei. The first version says they bring it up Pesach Sheni. Second version says they don't do anything. Here, Tanya, where are we? Tanya Kalishna Basra Rav Kahana. Harisha Yisrael Mechza Tahar and Mechza Temeyin. Tahar and Osan as a Rishon. Utmein in osin lois rishon lois hasheni. Right now, l'rav according to Rav, ulish nabasa de Rav Kahana, right? And according to the second version of Rav Kahana, hotanya there's a brisa that said tohorin osin as a rishon utmein as hasheni. Heichim it's hard to lay. How is Rav and Rav Kahana going to answer that brisa? The brisa didn't go like them. So, I'm not 100% sure what this kasha is, because they have a Tana that agrees with them. Why do they have to care what another Tana said? But they're going to ask the question. Now, when I said before, listen to this. When I said before, there are 100 people in Klal Yisrael, 50 are Tamei, and 50 are Tahar. So we're stuck. What gender are these 100 people? Are women included? And that's going to now make an issue. Right? See, here we go. So there's a brisa that said that the 50 bring it petuma. Rav didn't say that? I'm sorry. There's a brayta that says that the 50 make a Pesach Sheni. Rav didn't say that. And the second version of Rav Kahana didn't say that. Right? Rav said the 50 bring it on Pesach Rishon, the 50 Tomei ones, and the second version of Rav Kahana said the 50 don't do anything. Now, how do they answer this brayta? Kigon, here's a story. Kigon Shei Yisrael, Metzah Tahor and Metzah Tameyin. There were 100 men in Klal Yisrael. 50 of them were Tahor, 50 of them were Tomei. Right? V'noshim, Mashlimos L'Tameyin. And the women now, right? I'm sorry. It's Zecharim Shei Yisrael to Metzah Tahor and Metzah Tameyin. How's that be? There were 100 men. 75 of them were Tahar. 25 of them were Tameh. But there were 25 women that were also Tameh. And now it's 50. No, I'm sorry. What? That doesn't work out. Sorry, 75 men were Tameh. 25 men were Tameh. 75 were Tahar, 25 were Tameh. Now there are 50 women in Klal Yisrael and they're all Tameh. Now it's 75 and 75. Now it's exactly 50-50. What? If you count them all. Kagon, Shei Yisrael, Metzah Tahor, Metzah Tameyin, how's that? V'nashim Ashlimos L'Tameyin. So Rashi explains, the Zecharim have a Tahor and Ruba. The man had more Tahor. Aval, Yesh, Min Anoshim, Tameyos, Yotzim, Min Ataharos. But there were more Tamei women than Tahor women. Ad Shem Ashlimos Achezbin, L'Metzah Metzah. And they make it 50-50. The women make it 50-50. V'kasavar haitana, noshim berishon rishos, v'kol shkein b'sheni. But women don't have to bring a carbon Pesach. For sure not a Pesach sheni. Not even a rishon, it's a rishos. Hilkach. What? Not this Tana doesn't hold like that. This Tana holds, it's a rishos. Hilkach, therefore, dal noshim mehacha, take the women away. They're not part of the count. V'zil basar zecharim, and if you go up to the males, but if it's exactly 50-50, you can only do whatever you want. That's how they'll read this brisa. Back to the Gemara. V'kasav v'nashim b'rishon rishos. Nashim on the rishon is a rishos. Dal nashim mitameyin. Take the women off the count. Havi luhu tameyin miyutin. Only 25 men that are tamei. 75 are tar. Miyutin. Nidchu l'Pesach Sheni. And the men, the miyut now goes to Pesach Sheni. Make sense? Now we're going to do the same thing for the other two brises. Ulishna Shein Ularav, Ulishna Kamad Rav Kahana. What about Rav and Rav Kahana? Hadatani, the brises said, Tahor and Osen as a Rishon, Tamein Enos and Lois a Rishon, Lois a Sheni. The one brises don't do anything. The 50 that are Tame. Hechem Matarets, how are you going to explain that? Rav Matarets, Le Rav will give you the following answer. Kigon Shah Yisrael, Maxa Tamein and Maxa Tahorin. It was 50-50. How is it 50-50? V'nashim odfos ala tahorin. Because the women, there were more tamei men than tahar men, but the women made it 50-50. V'kasav v'nashim b'rishonim chova. Rishon is a chov. Women have to do carbon Pesach Rishon. B'sheni rishus. Women don't have to do a Pesach Sheni. If the woman's tamei, she's putter. Rishon, yes. Sheni, not. So b'rishon lo avdi. They can't bring a carbon Rishon. The havelim miyut, u'miyut lo avdi b'rishon. And b'sheni lo avdi, dal nashim minayu, take the women off the list. Favelu palgu palgu. Upalgu lo avdi b'sheni. That's why they're stuck. The 50 that are tamei can't do anything. Ulrav kahana damar palgu nami avdi b'sheni hechir taritza. What about Rav Kahana? He'll give the following answer. Kagon, shay Yisrael, mechzot tohorin, mechzot tamein. They were 50-50. How are they 50-50? V'nasha mashli mozot tohorin. The women make up the tohorin. V'kasavar, nashim b'rishon chova, b'sheni b'rishos. So it's Rishon Chova, Sheni Rishos. But Rishon Lo Avdi Lo Havi Lo Palgu Palda. Because the Rishon is 50-50, Upalga Rishon Lo Avdi. 50, Upalga Rishon Lo Avdi. They can't bring it. But Sheni Nami Lo Avdi, all second one also not, Dal Nashim Minayo, take the woman off the list, Manat Tahorin, Havilu Tumei and Rubin, Ruba Lo Avdi B'Sheni, and a Rov can't bring out Pesach Sheni. I mean, this is not hard. Now, why? So maybe this one holds. Maybe there's a chiv on the Pesach Rishon, and if they're Tomei, they're Patur. You never find it, except for Korban Pesach, there's no such thing where you get a second chance. No such thing. There's no such thing as Lulav Sheni. No such thing. There's no Sukkot Sheni. There's no Shavuot Sheni. Only Korban Pesach. I understand. So maybe, okay, so maybe, I hear that. Yeah, because that's the imatzah too. That's the whole hack over here. Are they tied into that? That matzah is an exception. Matzah is an exception to mitzvah seishas ban grama, right? Matzah is an exception. Sipur yitzayim might be an exception. Karm pesach. All these are exceptions. That's what they're issue. That's what they're busy with. It's an exception.
If they're popular because they can't bring the first pesach rishon.
Yeah. Only one Tana said that.
Yeah, but
the putter on the rishon.
What's their status? I mean,
it's just like any rishos. A woman wants to shake a lulav, so she can shake a lulav. She's allowed to. She sits in a sukkah. It's a rishos. Ulav Kahana had the Tanya, but according to Rav Kahana, the other version, right? That I'm sorry. Ulav Kahana had the Tanya. This is the price of Rav. Harisha Yisrael mechta Torah and mechta Tamein. Halal osan lasan v'halal osan lasan. Hechem tarzli. The price said that according to Rav. The 50 bring betuma and the 50 bring betaira. How's Rav Kahana get into that price? Rav Kahana tanoihi. It's a machlokas tanoim. Ikalaman da amar mechzal mechza kirov. Fikalaman da amar mechzal mechza eno kirov. So it's a machlokas, and he can. That's why I don't know why we couldn't give that answer to everybody. And he can hold like any tana he wants. Okay, so we stop here by gufa, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.